We have started in, we have started right now, again, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the beginning of Sefer Bereshit, and as we all know, the beginning of Parashat Bereshit is Briyat HaOlam, the creation of the world, and at the end we have Shabbat, Reifulu HaShamayim VeHaaretz, etc. And I wanted to discuss an issue that actually wasn't exist in the time of Chazal, and therefore it raised a very big questions about it. And the questions are not only halacha lemaaseh, but also in the perspective and how you look at that thing. I'm talking about basically about the issue of electricity, about lighting on Shabbat, whether if it's mutar or asur. We know for sure that it's asur, but the question is, what is the reason and what is the level of the issue that we have? And as we're going to see, there is a very big machloket between two of the Mamekdola poskim in the last generation, between the Chazonish from one side. I hope you know who was the Chazonish. Yeah? You know? Yeah, Avraham Yishai Karelitz in Bnei Brak. And from the other hand, we have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, also one of the biggest poskim that we had. And I want just to begin with a few lines in the Chazonish. I hope it will be understandable. We'll translate. He's talking about closing a circle of electricity. And I want to emphasize one thing: we're not talking about heating or lightning a bulb that has a little wire that gets heat. This part of electricity is for sure, according to all the poskim, it is considered as mavil, like lightning fire. But I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about for example, if I want to turn on my ventilator or my air conditioning or whatever. It's not heat. And the question is, what is the exact iser that we have over here? So the Chazonish talks about it, and he says, "Od yesh baze." In addition, we have in this issue, in od yesh baze mishum tikkun mana. Mishum tikkun mana. It's like fixing, building a kli. Mana is a kli, a dish. And why? Kivan shema'amido al tchunato lizrom et zerem hachashmal bitmidut. Because you have something that right now can function as it was for. Yeah, this function is to create an electrician circle, and you just close it, and now it can function. And therefore, it's like doing, like creating a kli, like creating a dish. And he adds, "V'karov hadavar," and it's pretty close to say, "Deze bone min haTorah," that is considered as melechet, the melacha of bone, and it's asur mideoraita, from the Torah. Keose kli, like making a kli. V'kol sheken kan, it's kal v'chomer, for sure it's even more than that. Here, shekol achutin, that all the wires mechubarim labai, they are connected to the house, to the ground. Vehavelei kebonei v'mechubar. So therefore, it's like the melacha of bonei, which is connected to the ground. And as we know, there is a whole sugya about binyan bekelim. Like if I want to build a dish which is disconnected from the ground, there's a big question if there is an Isser or not. What is the Isser? But if it's connected to the ground, for sure it is considered as the Melacha of Bonen, it's a Sumi Doraita. And the Chazon Ish says, when I plug in something to the wall and it's connected to the ground, then for sure it is Bone Min HaTorah. Okay? So that's basically the Isser that the Chazon Ish talks about. This is from one hand, and from the other hand, we have from Zaman Erbach, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, and it's so different. Mamash at the other edge of the scale. Look what he says in Minchat Shlomo. Minchat Shlomo. This is the book of the Sheilot U'Tshuvot that he wrote. He says over there that basically it's mutar. There is no reason why to be also plugging in something, but he says achoshvani, but I think shehamon ha'am, most of the people eino yodea klal la'avchin b'chav, they won't be able to understand the difference between lighting something that has a problem of havara, something with heat. And he says, "Ve'yachol litot aledei zeh." People can have a mistake, lomar, and they will say, "Shemutar gam lehadlik ulechabot et hachashmal b'Shabbat." If we will say that you are permitted to plug in something and light on your air condition, people will think that I can also turn on my light bulb, and this is a problem of Deoraita, as we said, it's a problem of Havara, v'lachem, therefore, af ledidan ein lehatil, we shouldn't be matirit, davar ze ki'im b'makom tzorech gadol. Only if there is a big need, otherwise we are osir. But I'm not interested right now in the halacha lemaaseh, what he said, at the bottom line. I'm interested at the beginning. Basically, the Chazon Ish said, as we saw, that we have an Isur d'oraita of Boneh. This is the Melacha of Boneh. And of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, says that we don't have any reason why to answer it. It's mutter. There is only one problem. Maybe people won't see the difference. So it's like, I don't know, like a Gzera of Chazal or whatever. But not more than that. And my question is, how come that there is such a big machloket between these two poskim? Both of them know exactly what's going on over there with the electricity. And one looks at it as the oraita and the other looks at it as mutter, but you know, we don't want to make mistakes. That's what I want a little bit to understand, and I want to start with a little introduction. I think something which is very, very important in Hilchot Shabbat that we have to understand. There is a very big machloket between two Tanaim in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yuda and Rabbi Shimon, a famous machloket, I think, about davar she'eino mitkaven, which means, if, for example, I want to pull a chair or a bed on the ground, and when I'm pulling it on Shabbat, it's going to make a scratch in the ground. So, it's a problem, right? It's a problem. If it's outside, it's the melacha of choresh. If it's inside, it's the melacha of boneh. It's a problem. But, basically, it's not what?
I just taught you. What? We learned this in seminar. Like, this is good.
Okay. Okay, so if I'll pull it, then it's a problem. But it's not my intention. It's not my intention. I only want the chair from there to here. That's it. That's my only intention. So if there's gonna be a scratch, then it's considered as davar she'eino mitkaven. It's something without kavanah, without any intention to it. And the question is if it's mutar or asur. So Rabbi Yehuda says that davar she'eino mitkaven, asur. you shouldn't do such a thing, even though you didn't have a kavanah for it, but because the result is going to happen, the scratch is going to happen, therefore it's a suh. But Rabbi Shimon argues and says that davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar, only if I have an intention for it, only then it's a suh, otherwise it's mutar. Now, this machloket is not only in Ilchot Shabbat. This machloket is also in other halachot. For example, I brought here, in addition to the Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Chaf Beit. You see, this is the Gemara that we mentioned before. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorer Adam Mita Kiseh V'Safsal. You can pull the bed or the chair or Safsal, how do you say?
Bench.
Yeah. ובלבד שלא יתכוון לעשות חריץ, only if you don't have an intention to make a scratch. But there is another Mishnah, two Mishnayot in Masechet Kilayim, which is totally another issue, but the same rule exists also there. The Mishnah says in Perek Tet Mishnah Bet, ולא ילבש כלאיים, you shouldn't wear כלאיים, which means a cloth that is mixed from what?
What is it?
Wool and
linen.
Okay, and this is kilayim. Lo ilbash kilayim afilu al gabei asara. Even if you wear it on 10, you have 10 clothes, and above them you wear it, it's asur afilu lignov et hameches. Again, even though you see, not only today, still when a person doesn't want to pay the taxes, he doesn't want to pay the taxes, then he wears it and says, it's only my clothes, I didn't buy it. So you see the trick was also thousands of years ago, so whatever. But the Mishnah says that even though you don't have an intention to wear it, you don't have an intention to have an enjoyment from these clothes, it's asur. Which means this is the davar she'eino mitkaven, right? This is the davar she'eino mitkaven, and the Mishnah says it's asur. And afterwards, in Mishnah Hey, there is an opposite Mishnah. The Mishnah says, mochrei ksut, you see? Mochrei ksut, which means clothing sellers, mochrim kedarkan, they can sell as they want. Uvilvad shelo yitkavnu b'chamam mipnei hachamah u'b'gshamim mipnei hagshamim. Which means, right now, when we want to show a person how it looks like, then we have dolls, right? You have dolls in the store, and there, the customer can see how it looks like. But these days, they didn't have any dolls, so who was the doll? The seller himself. Okay, so he just put the clothes on himself, and he said, how do I look? Okay, and if he was nice looking, then maybe a person would buy it. But in this case, you know, a Jew cannot buy beged kilayim, but if there is a goy, and he wants to buy it, and the seller wants to show him how it looks like, then he has to wear it, and it's a problem. I cannot wear kilayim, but it's not my intention. My intention is not to enjoy from this beged. I just want to show it to him. So the Mishnah says you can do it. You are allowed to do it. Why? Because it's davar she'eino mitkaven. Okay, so it's a steer, because in Mishnah Bet, the previous source that we saw, the Mishnah says that davar she'eino mitkaven is asur, it's forbidden, right? Okay? Lignov et hameches. And this Mishnah says that if you don't have an intention to enjoy from these clothes, it's mutar. So Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibar Tanura, he is maybe one of the main mefarshim of the Mishnah, he says that actually these two Mishnayot are connected to these two Tanaim. The first Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'eino mitkaven asur, and the second Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar. Okay, so as we can see, we have this same machloket not only in Hilchot Shabbat, we have it also in other halachot, and we'll see in a few minutes another example. And as we know, the halacha lemaaseh is b'Shimon Shita, that davar shelo mitkaven is mutar. If I do something which is mutar, but from the side there is an also result, then it's mutar because I didn't have any intention to this result. Okay, now I'm getting to the next stage. What if for sure this result is going to happen? Okay, when I'm pulling the chair, maybe there will be a scratch, maybe there will not be a scratch. It depends on the ground, right? Or how heavy the chair is. But if for sure this result is going to happen, does Rabbi Shimon matir even though or not? So we have a rule. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat in Daf Kuf Gimel, okay, it's 103, 3 over 1. The Gemara says, Abaye v'Rava, the Amrit Ravayu, they both said, Moder Rabbi Shimon admits that it's Asur if it's Psik Reishe v'lo Yamut. Do you know this phrase, Psik Reishe? You know that? Okay, yeah, there's someone who doesn't know. Everyone knows? Yeah?
Say it, like,
yeah?
You say, like,
I'll say briefly. Okay. Psik Reishe means that it's like if you get a puppy to play with, okay, or whatever it's gonna be, and one of your games is to cut his head. Okay, it's a nice game. You can do it only once, probably. But if you cut his head, do you think that there is any possibility that he won't die? No, for sure. Okay? So that means psik reishe means to cut his head, velo yamut, and he won't die. For sure he's gonna die. Okay? That's the example. And for our discussion, when we're talking about the davar she'eino mitkaven, it means that I'm doing one thing and the also result is for sure gonna happen. Okay, this is psik reishe velo yamut. Even though the mashal is not totally equal to the nimshal, it's not totally the same. But this is the rule. Okay, so just a minute. So the Gemara says that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar, but if the asur result is for sure going to happen, Rabbi Shimon admits that it's also asur. Okay. Yeah, what do you answer?
But with Mishnah Hay, if that's aligning with Rabbi Shimon, like, isn't that for sure happening that he's wearing?
Yeah, great. Excellent question. You're right. But the Rishonim explains that the Isur is not only the technical wearing. Uh-huh. It's the Hana'ah, yeah, the enjoyment. Okay? So that's why it's not situation. Okay? So, Abaye v'Rava d'Amrei Tavayu Moder Rabbi Shimon l'Psik Reishe v'lo Yamut. Okay. Now, we have another question. If it's something that the also result is for sure going to happen, okay? I didn't have an intention for it. I don't care about it. Maybe even I don't want it. Okay? I don't want it. For example, a person comes on Shabbat, okay, he comes to the yard of his friend, his neighbor, and he wants to collect some leaves or to take whatever he needs. And meanwhile, when he does it, he fixes his yard, his friend's yard. Okay, so if it was his yard, for sure he was interested in it. But because it's his friend's yard, unless he wants to do gemilut chesed right on Shabbat, he doesn't have any interest for it. So it's psik reishe delo nichale. Delo nichale means that I don't have any interest in it, any enjoyment in it. So the question is whether this case is also assumed by Rabbi Shimon or not. Okay? Did Rav Shimon talk only about psikresha, the nichalei, that I have an interest in this result, or even about a case that I'm not interested in the result? So there is a big chiddush of Baal Aruch. Baal Aruch was one of the Rishonim, the Tosfot brings him in Masechet Shabbat, and he says that psikresha delo nichalei is mutar. Is mutar, according to Rabbi Shimon. Look in the Tosafot over there. Okay? They say Peresh Ba'aruch, the Aruch said, explains, that the psikresha delo nichalei kegon. The ka'avit be'ara dechavre, that he does something in the field, in the yard of his friends. Okegon be'acher she'ino avo. Another example, I'm skipping a few words. Mutar lechatchila. Okay, at the end of the second word, second line. Mutar lechatchila ve'afilu isur derabanan leika. There is no issue because I don't have any interest in it. Therefore, it's mutar, and therefore the Aruch made a heter about wine. It's not connected to our conversation right now. And the Tosfot afterwards, they argue with him. The halacha is not with the Aruch, but this is his shita. It's a very important shita. And what I want to emphasize is what the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, he was the father of Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim. Have you heard about the Arba'at Turim? Arba'at Turim, Or HaChaim, Yoedea, Ibn Ezer. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim, he also wrote a Pirush on the Torah, like Gematriot and whatever, have you seen it? It's a very short Pirush. And Rabbeinu Yaakov Baal HaTurim, he was the son of Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher wrote this Pirush on the Gemara, on the Talmud Bavli, and he says over there, he deals with the Aruch Shita, and look what he said. B'she'iltot de Rav Achai, you have it? Okay? B'she'iltot de Rav Achai. This is a book that Rav Achai Gaon, one of the Gaonim, wrote. B'she'iltot de Rav Achai Katuv, Asur Lishtot. And it's forbidden to drink. Sama de ma'ale legufa o me'akir. Which means that a person wants to drink some medicine. He is sick and he wants to drink some medicine, but there is a problematic result. After drinking this medicine, he cannot bring babies to the world. Okay? That's the problem. Okay, so it's not only a problem, a subjective problem between him and his family. It's also a halachic problem because there is an issue, and the Rosh brings it. Dichtiv ube'artzechem lo ta'asu, kari be'lo te'asu. The Torah speaks about how do you translate sirus, that causing a person or an animal not to be able to
sterilize.
Okay, so this is the isu ube'artzechem lo ta'asu. A person should not get himself into such a situation that he cannot bring babies to the world, and right now, as we can see, it's not that he wants himself not to be able. He just wanted to drink a medicine, and that was the result. Okay, so but for sure this is the result. So it's psikresha de nichalei, right? Okay, so the Rosh says, "Veheicha deshati sama lerfa'o me'akir." When he drinks this medicine, asur afilu leRabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's asur. Why? Demoder Rabbi Shimon bepsikreisha velo yamut. Because we said, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Shimon admits in psikreisha that it's asur. It's not only davar shelo mitkaven. And the Rosh continues, ולא שייך יקן דברי בעל הארוך. It's not שייך, it's not connected to hear what the בעל הארוך says, that psikresha delo nichalei is mutar, according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Why? I don't want it. It's lo nichalei. So, Why is it asur? So says the Rosh. It's the emphasized line. This is the main line here. Dehainu davka le'inyan Shabbat. What the Aruch said is only in Shabbat issues. The ba'inan melechet machshevet, that we need melechet machshevet. Aval b'shar isurim lo ba'inan dinichale. Which means, in Shabbat we have a rule. The rule is what are the guidelines that the Torah told us? This is asur. Melechet machshevet asra Torah. Melechet machshevet means that only if it's melacha that is after a machshava, okay? That it's something that you thought about, you had an intention to do. Only this is what the Torah said it is also. But in other things that we have in the Torah, it's not only melechet machshevet. So therefore, what the Aruch said is that because it's lo michalei, I don't have any intention. Because I don't have any intention, I don't have any interest, so it's mutar. So we have a lack in melechet machshevet asra Torah. So therefore it's only on Shabbat. Okay? But when we're talking about this medicine and the isur be'artzechem lo ta'asu, it's not shayach. Even the Aruch will say that it's asur. Okay? That's what he says. And the Rosh brings a raya for it from Sugya and Zvachim. We'll leave it right now aside. So what do we see from here? The rule melechet machshevet asra Torah means that if we want to know what did the Torah tells us that is problematic, the problem is only in creating things. It's not only doing, making things. I think normally we would think that the problem is working. What is working? Working is whatever you do, technically doing. But no, that is not a problem. The problem is creating. Melechet machshevet means only if there is a machshava behind what you did. Okay? The Rav Hirsch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he has a very famous pirush on the Torah, and he says, in Parashat Yitro, the Aseret HaDibrot, he says, look over there. He says, "Musag haMelacha," the phrase of Melacha. What is Melacha? Eino kolel. It doesn't include af et haMa'amatz haGufani keAchad mitchonotav haIkariot, which means the physical effort that is connected with doing, it's not part of the melacha, it's not part of the isur, it's not connected bichlal. Beshum makom, in nowhere, in no place, in the Torah, en remez, there is no clue le'avodah me'umetzet. Even if you work very, very hard, it's not an isur, it's nothing. Harei gam avodat perech v'mitzrayim lo nikra melacha beshum makom. Yeah, v'yavidu mitzrayim et bnei Yisrael befarech. Okay, in Egypt. In Egypt, the Egyptian made the Jews to work very, very hard. It was avodat parech, right? But you'll never find the word melacha over there. It's only avodah. Avodah means doing. This is not the issue in Shabbat. It's not the issue. Ela nir'en. I mean, the second line. Ela nir'en. It seems like ki bechol makom, in every place, tchunata ha'ikarit shel ha'melacha, what is the main thing in the melacha? Eina amal gufani ki im, what is it? Melechet machshevet, which means bitzu mechushav venavon shel kavana mesuyemet. When you're doing something after thinking, okay, you have a goal, you have an aim, and you thought about it and you did it. Lo tif'al shum pe'ula, don't do anything sheyesh ima yetzira kolshi, that has with it any creation. And if we're thinking about it, I think it's very, very logical. It's very it's very understandable, because when we stop doing things on Shabbat, it's because we want to be like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? And we know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has created the world in 6 days, and afterwards it would start. So, if we want to be similar to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in one point, do we want to be? Do we want to be similar? Not in doing. That wasn't the point. The point was the creating. The creating of the first day, the second day, the third day. We have to stop creating. So therefore the Torah said, Melechet Machshevet Asra Torah. Don't do any creation. Okay? That's the point. That's the point. It's Ad Kedikar that the Ramban, in his Pirush on the Torah, says that unless we had at least one clue in the Torah that we should rest, actually people could continue their lives mamish as usual. Mamish as usual. The Torah said the word Shabbaton a few times. Shabbat, Shabbaton, Shabbaton. What means Shabbaton? Shabbaton means like, Shabbaton is lishbot, it's like to stop. Maybe, I don't know, in Hebrew Shabbaton is more like a strike, shvita. Yeah, it's not exactly the same. It's like stopping, stop doing, okay? Stop doing. And the Ramban says, look inside. He says, venerally, I think, shamidrash hazeh, this medrash, this word, came to say, שנצטווינו מן התורה, the Torah obligates us, להיות לנו מנוחה ביום טוב, יום טוב, שבת, that we have to rest, אפילו מדברים שאינם מלאכה, even from things which are not מלאכה, which are not considered as מלאכה. לא שיתרח כל היום למדוד התבועות, לשקול הפירות, המתנות, למלא חביות יין. Like, if there wasn't this obligation, basically we could continue selling one to each other and bringing things from place to place, delivering things, whatever. We could continue mamash as usual. Even though the Torah said that there are lametet 39 melachot that are forbidden, okay, so I won't create anything, but I can do and make more and more and more and more. So therefore we have another obligation, Shabbaton. Don't forget, you have to rest. Okay? So you see, so the main point of Shabbat is creation. That's the thing. Let's see one more example, and then we'll get back to our conversation, to our issue. Gemara in Shabbat, in Daf Nun Aleph, okay? In 51. Gemara says, Ve'en merazkin. It's forbidden to mash, okay? To mash. Lo et ha-sheleg, lo et ha-barad, snow, or how do you say barad?
Hail.
Huh? Hail. Hail, okay. You shouldn't mash snow or hail b'Shabbat. B'shvil she'yazuvu meimav. If a person wants to use the snow as water, okay, it's too cold outside, and he wants to mash it and to make water from it, it's forbidden. Why? Rashi says, "Kedei she'yazuvu meimav for its water, mishum dekamolid b'Shabbat." It's like create what? It's like creating what? Did you say? No. It's like creating something new. Vedami lemelacha. It's similar to melacha. Shebore hamayim ha'elu. It's like you are creating these water. Okay. So when Rashi wanted to emphasize why is it similar to melacha, he used the word creation. Bore. You are creating these water. And this is the main point in Shabbat. You have to be like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to create anything on Shabbat. Okay? So, here's what we see. Now, after this part, I think we can go back to the machloket between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, about using electricity in Shabbat. Let's see what the Chazon Ish writes about it. It's a letter that the Chazon Ish wrote to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay, I'm skipping the paragraph, the Mishmeret Chaim. Okay, let's see. We have until 1:15, right?
Yeah.
1:15, okay. So in a letter that the Chazon Ish wrote to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, actually, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a young avrech in the days of the Chazon Ish, and there was a whole conversation between both of them. So the Chazon Ish wrote him about it and said that if you're closing a circle, then he said the fact that shena'asa ha'chut ha'mufsak, okay, the wire, the disconnected wire, became guf echad, one body, in a mechonat ha'chashmal, with the machine, with the electricity machine, choshishim bo mishum boneh, there's a chashash of boneh, and why? There is aleph and bet, I'm skipping to bet. He says, the tikkun ha'chut atzmo, mimavet lechayim havei boneh. When you fix this wire and you change it from death to life, this is considered as bonin. What does it mean? For us, it's so normal, it's so usual. We even don't think about it. But think about it. 50 years ago, I don't know, in America, in Israel, okay? 50 years ago, there is something that just stands as it is. And you plug it in, and it starts moving. You understand? Maybe you should make a bracha of Baruch Mechaye Ameitim. I don't know. It's something new. It's something that was dead before, and right now it's alive. So the Chazon Ish says, this is the melacha of boneh. Why? Because as we said, what is boneh? Boneh means creation. Creation. You've created something new. It was dead and now it's alive. And when you plugged it in, you created something new. Okay? Therefore, it's the melacha of boneh. It's a sumi d'oraita. Okay. So, how can we argue about it? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that, no, it's not. Even Isur d'Rabbanan doesn't see. It doesn't see. Why? Why? So, look what he wrote. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Minchat Shlomo. I'm reading only the emphasized line. Umistaber, he says, it seems like the enshum makom, there is no place lechalek, okay, to lechalek to divide, no, not divide. What? No. To make a difference. Ben zrimat gaz veruach o avir dachus letoch tzinor chalul, I'll translate in a minute, leven hat'anat chashmal betzinor satum asher chashmal zorem bo. Which means, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if he wrote it before, that if we we'll look at it, at these wires, actually how does it work? We have electrons, yeah, and it's balanced, basically. And when you plug it in, you just change the balance, and therefore the electrons come from this place to that place. And through where? Through these wires, right? So it's exactly like when you use a how do you say, tino?
Well,
a tube, yeah. When a pipe or a tube. Okay, and you just put water inside and they flow from one place to another. It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same, right? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach basically says that the fact that you see that it works, it's not because there was something dead and became alive. It's because the electrons just started flowing. That's it. It's exactly like we had, I don't know, a few hundred of years ago, we had places where they did flour, okay, and it worked on water. It wasn't water.
There was a
river, and the water flowed over there, and from this water, it became a mechanical movement. Yeah, and that's how it worked. And exactly the same, it's with electricity. It's not different. So basically, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if there was a new creation, of course I would admit that there's a problem of boning. But there's not. There's not. It's just something exactly like a tube. It's exactly like water. There's nothing new over here. And the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings also another shita that claims that the problem of electricity is the problem of molid, as we saw before. Okay, like mashing the snow. It's a creation. It's dami lemelacha. You're creating something new, and he says exactly the same. Exactly the same. The air conditioning was fixed for this function, and this is what it is. And you just plug it in, and it works. You didn't create anything new, and therefore there is no problem of bone. Okay, the problem of bone is only when you create something new. Maybe I'll give this last example that will define more specifically. Melechet Bone, there is a halacha that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, I don't know what you do in your home, but Rav Neuwirth in Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, it was a famous Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, said that you're not allowed to fold napkins on Shabbat. If you want to do special shapes for guests or whatever, so you're not allowed to do it. And the question was, actually, why? We know, for example, in the melacha of kosher, like making ties. If you want to tie something which is only for a day, only for Shabbat, and not more than that, so it's mutter, because it's not something shulkaima, it's not something that's going to exist. So what's the difference between this and folding a napkin? This napkin is not going to last more than maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that's it, right? So it's not shulkaima. So what is the issue? So Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he explained that the difference is that the main point in Bone is, as we said before, is creating new things. Like, if you're talking about tying things, it's only just taking two things and putting them together. But if you're talking about Bone, it's creating something new. So it doesn't make any difference if it's something shulkaima or not. You've created something new. This is the issue, okay? So that's why it's a suh. So as we said before, the main thing in Melechet Shabbat is Melechet Machshevet Asra Torah, which means creating, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to stop creating things on Shabbat. And because the Kodesh Baruch Hu built the world, yeah, he was the big bone of the world, therefore the melacha of bone is creating new things. So therefore, first of all, if it's something without any intention, davar she'eino mitkaven, okay, even if it's psikiresha, okay, it's for sure it's going to happen, but I don't have any intention, I don't have any interest in it, so the Aruch says it's mutter, because it's not melechet machshevet. First of all. Second of all, if there is no new creation, it's only doing, it's something that exists and you only just make it work, then there's no problem. So here is the point of this machloket between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay? The Chazon Ish said electricity is a new creation, mimavet lechayim, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said it's not a new creation. It's nothing. It's only a matter of functioning. It was built for it before. You just plug it in and it works. That's it. It's not a new creation. Okay? This is the argument. And of course, there are a lot of nafkamina between these two shitot. For example, if we had a case in our community a few years ago that a person forgot to disconnect his alarm during night, and at 2 o'clock at night it just started making such a big noise, and the whole neighborhood was awake because of this noise, and I wasn't there, but he asked me afterwards if he could do something with it. So I told him, this is exactly this machloket. According to the Chazon Ish, it's the oraita, so it's a problem. But according to Shlomo Zalman, it's not more than the rabbanan. That's it. And therefore, because you have cholim, you have sick people, you have little kids that could be that could be awake, then it's mutter. Okay. This is the one of the nafkamina of the machloket, and I just want to finish. To say that the first Rashi on the Torah, the whole big creation, what is it for? Why did the Torah start with Ma'aseh Bereshit? The Torah should start with Chodesh Zelachem, which is the first mitzvah. Rashi says, Mar B'Yitzchak, Koach Ma'aseh V'Gid Le'amo, Latet Le'em Nechalat Goyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us all this, through all this introduction, just to understand that the Kadosh Baruch Hu have created the world, and Eretz Yisrael, this is the place of Hashem, this is the place of Am Yisrael, He gave it to us, and this is ours. This is the place that the Shekhinah will be revealed, Bezrat Hashem, and we hope that the situation in Eretz Yisrael will be much better today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Gagnon, for making time to come and teach us some really wonderful Torah. I was telling my husband in the craft, I said, Bobby, it's really awesome. He's like, sorry to teach you, of course, it's going to be good. So thank you so much for coming. And if you're a first-year student, sign up for having an OUJ license over from my house this Shabbos. It's not too late to sign up. And keep up checking our website and Facebook for all of our